psalm for this morning is Psalm 13. And the psalm is a psalm of David. And he's surrounded by trouble, trouble on every side. And he's calling out to God. What do we do when we get in trouble? Call out to stew a bit, right, first. Then remember, oh yes, call out to God. He is, as the psalmist, under the circumstances. But he calls out to God, and what he's really saying is he's saying, God, listen to me. He really wants to get in touch with God. Well, when we want to do that, usually it's we need to say that so we get in touch with him, right? Amen. And so he's talking about his circumstances, but then there's this marvelous little word that he uses. And he says, but. David says, but. But I have trusted in thy loving kindness. Mm-hmm. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Yes,
he's praising the Lord. He enters into a whole different state. And he's saying, even before he gets the results, he's saying, and you have dealt bountifully with me.
Right.
And there's a trust in that as he's saying that. He's saying, I trust you. Lord, I totally trust you. Wednesday night at Bible study, there was a tongues and then an interpretation. And I can't believe how this psalm speaks exactly to what those of us who were in the room heard. The interpretation was, come to Jesus with open hearts, and he will fill us. Our problems will be handled by God.
Wow.
Wow. And the exhortation was to come unto him. This is exactly what the psalmist does. And David doesn't just do it in Psalm 13. It's over and over and over again in the Psalms. David was a man after God's heart. But he came to God. He talked to God. It was like he was pulling on his robe and saying, God, listen to me. You got all these things going on, but now I want you to listen to me. And if we go with that kind of expectation in our hearts, we're going to be heard. Isn't that right, Cease?
Yeah.
When you go to God, he hears you. Amen.
Right.
Vern, right? Amen. Amen. Carl, right on. Let's stand and let's say this together. Let's say it that's New American Standard. Let's say it in New American Standard first. But I have trusted in thy loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Indulge me. Let's say it together from the Message Bible. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayer. Does that just make you want to jump?
Yeah,
amen. That makes me happy. That makes my trust in him full. And as we read those words and say them together, we're filled with his presence.
Yes, we are.
Everything is bad out there. Most things are bad out there. It's not good. The world's not getting better. There's earthquakes and there's political unrest every place. But when we enter into praise,
yes, indeed,
we enter into a whole different space. And that's where we're going this morning. We're going to get lifted out of all the troubles, all the problems, and we're going to be lifted into his presence.
That's right.
It's nice in there. It's sweet in his presence. Let's go into his presence together.